An L.A. County Superior Court judge ordered the release of a controversial video that shows an LAPD officer kicking and punching a suspect while he was being arrested and his hands cuffed behind his back. The case dates back nearly 2 years when police chased down and arrested Clinton Alford Jr., who was a robbery suspect. Now, controversy over the release of that LAPD arrest video is not a new thing, and neither is the accusation of brutality in cases of arrest, particularly of African Americans. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
All right, let's first talk about what happened. This is October of 2014.
Well, what happened, Mr. Alford was apprehended by some LAPD officers on a side street in South Los Angeles. He was taken down to the pavement and handcuffed, and after a couple of minutes, carried away to a police car. And the incident might have been over at that point, but there was some video taken in a nearby business that was looked at by the higher-ups at the LAPD, and Chief Charlie Beck himself made a statement that this arrest was outside of policy and that the arresting officer, Richard Garcia, used too much force on the suspect.
This is the suspect on the ground with his hands obviously on the video. The video shows that his hands were cuffed behind his back, but this man who had been on the ground for some time had to be carried for the most part up, right, when they were taking him to the patrol car.
You know, I think there's some dispute about at what point in the video the handcuffing occurred. I know the officers at the scene say there was a point in time in which his hands were under him. I think the key thing is that Chief Beck himself says that the suspect was not resisting the officers in any material way and should not have been treated as roughly as he was. And you know what happened after that is that District Attorney Jackie Lacey filed felony charges against Officer Garcia for exactly that.
For exactly that, under the charge of what, assault under the color of authority, I believe, or,
yes,
or something to that effect. All right, now where are we in that? And has he pleaded? Has this case gone to court?
Well, let's say both of those are unusual things, both for the chief of police to come out and make a statement like that and for the DA to actually pursue charges. So comes to this year, it came out that the DA and the and Officer Garcia had reached a plea bargain in which he would plead this down to a misdemeanor sometime next year.
This was a plea that allowed him, this is according to the LA Times, to plead no contest and avoid jail time if he completes community service, follows the law, and stays away from Clinton Alford.
Yes, that too. And, you know, the reason that we're talking about this today is that, you know, this video, everyone had heard about this video. It had been introduced in the criminal case and in a civil case by the suspect, but it wasn't until today that any of us had seen it. The Los Angeles Times got a Superior Court judge to release the video, or at least a 3-minute snippet of the video, to the Times, and the Times posted it on its website. And that's why we're able to see what happened out there and no longer have to rely just on the descriptions from Officer Garcia, Chief Beck, and from the suspect and his lawyer.
And from the suspect. Why did the LAPD not want this released in the first place? Did they have an official reason?
Well, I think the official reason that Chief Beck gives to not release videos showing the police in action is that it would invade the privacy of just people who might be passersby or who are not criminals, but also that it could complicate the investigative process. But what's really going on there is I think that's a negotiated position with the police officers' union to get them to buy into the idea of body cameras and police car cameras that show officers at work. You know, the officers want the ability to see this video before it's ever used for anything. They want to see it before they write their reports, and they don't want the public to see it in most cases. And Chief Beck has gone along with that somewhat controversially.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.